Everything I want to talk about, I told everyone and also you last night as well. So
right.
I guess I'll just kind of
repeat. About Saltburn?
No, I was telling them different things that I was going to talk about. I guess I'll still talk about them because don't know them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But then also Saltburn, I don't know why we decided to unpack via SMS.
Well, sometimes it helps to get the conversation started because we do have in the brainstorms, we say our thoughts and then we repeat.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we just have to not finish each other's sentences because we know what we're going to say.
right.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. Hey, guys. Welcome to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. We're back in the studio. It's been 2 weeks since we've been back here. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to be back.
I am too.
Shy?
I'm shy and experiencing a crippling sort of jet lag, which doesn't make sense.
Oh, well.
Because I was in Florida.
That makes sense.
I guess you're right. Well, it's like, what time is it now? It's 9 a.m. So it's 12 a.m. Florida time. I'm exhausted. I mean, 12 p.m. Yeah. It's lunchtime fatigue.
Oh, the lunchtime fatigue. That'll get this all. It's that 3 p.m. feeling.
Yeah. No, but like I've been waking up at like 4:35
a.m.
Not 4:35, but 4:30/5. And I just like can't quite break that cycle.
Enjoy that cycle. That's an awesome cycle.
I'm not enjoying it at all.
I love waking up.
The morning air, as I've always said, makes me completely sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
The crisp morning air.
Yeah.
Of fall.
Yes.
Poems are written about the crisp morning air fall.
It's fine after 8.
Okay.
But before 8, there's a sickness to it.
And what's so crazy is that gives me a high that I can't compare to.
Oh my God. Different.
To anything.
Bodies. Different bodies. Process different things differently.
DB.
DB. P. DTD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God. You know that's my talent. I can do that real fast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, should we jump right into how your Thanksgiving was?
Yeah. I just want to just follow up and say DSDF, just to follow that up so that we can, because I feel like you and I were kind of having an osmosis situation where we knew we were joking around, but it is DSDF at the end of the day.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know what made you think I would think differently.
I don't.
But no, that's good to drop those reminders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we don't fully move on from DSDF before the merch comes out. Because the merch will come out and be like, oh, remember we used to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. A Thanksgiving recap.
Thanksgiving worker.
It was good. It was really fun. We haven't seen each other since before Thanksgiving, and I'm trying to go through like everything.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of stuff that fit in till like last week.
Let me take you from the top of your story. You drove.
No. That's not even the top of my story.
It's not the top?
No, it's not the top at all. In fact, I'm going to have to, because I tried to keep an itinerary of everything that I was doing so that I wouldn't be like, oh, what did I do and say nothing. But I kept some notes starting with last week. Okay. Last week, I went to Mumford & Sons.
Okay.
Any thoughts about Mumford or his sons?
Let me take a minute to think if I know a song by Mumford as well as his sons.
I'm not going to sing it for you because it would not do them any justice.
I know I do. I know it's that type of music that you like. Like folksy, but very chill.
It's the type of music. It's like they just like led the charge of the folk movement.
I know songs.
2011? But I've seen them. That was my fifth time seeing them on accident.
Really?
Yeah. I've never like sought them
out.
Can
you give me a song? What's the song?
Like Little Lion Man.
No,
do you remember that?
No.
I will wait for.
Yeah, I know that one. It's good.
It was really fun.
Wow.
Because you know every song, you just don't realize you know every song.
At a concert like that, like I don't think I've ever been to like a concert of such mellow music. What do you do with your body?
It's not mellow at all. People were jumping.
You jumped to Mumford and Sons?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw my story or my static post.
I did. I didn't see you jumping.
Well, I was filming.
Were you jumping?
I was kind of. But I
stand up and show us exactly what you do at a Mumford and Sons.
At Mumford and Sons,
with your body.
This is the ideal movement that you can.
I'll get back here so you can see me.
Okay.
Or if I don't have my phone.
Okay. Do one with phone, one without. Okay.
This is with phone.
Okay.
I'll do it with phone first because you know you record. You just got to get like the chorus or something that you can put on your story.
Of course.
Of course. And then you put it down to be like, I don't need to film everything, you know? Cause no
and then
no
pick it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You zoom just slightly so it seems like you're closer to the stage.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, and I notice how you're keeping your hand steady as the rest of your body moves.
I'm like very a hawk. Nice technique. I'm like a hawk in that
way. Very nice technique.
You know how the hawk's head never moves, even if its whole body's moving?
I actually didn't know that.
It's a fascinating, same with the chicken, actually. So it's not even just birds of prey.
Uh-huh.
It's poultry as well.
Okay, so you're going complete poultry mode at Mumford.
poultry
you're
mode.
You're PM.
Notice how my body moves. It can move in any direction, but my head stays pretty much static.
Yeah. That's a talent.
Pretty level. I know. I'm like,
that's not something I can do.
Look at the chicken.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you.
Anyways, I had a good time at Mumford and Sons. I'm out of breath from going chicken mode.
Yeah.
That was fun. And then, I want to flash something really quick.
Flash?
I'm just kidding. I just want to say something quickly. I was talking to my sister over the weekend and I have to take my gum out. I know someone's going to get mad at me for my gum. And, she's like, oh my God, one of my friends just responded to my story and said, why even bother posting this when you know everybody's going to skip right through it? And I was like, that's the meanest thing I've ever heard. And she's like, oh no, it's my friend.
What
I was like,
she posting?
Her skiing.
That's why and then is that I started, a given that no one would watch her ski?
I don't know. But she was like, oh, it's just like one of my friends. And I was like, that's not.
Yeah. Being a friend, like, just because it's your friend doesn't mean they can just, like, blatantly bully you.
Oh, it was the meanest sentence I've ever
heard.
That's
pretty
like,
mean.
Oh, I would call
a
non-emergency hotline.
I mean, I guess different people have different types of friendships. Yeah. Like, some people, like, kind of, like, that's how they express love. So if your sister expresses love in that way, too, I guess it's fine.
And she does.
And she does. So I guess, like, all power to them.
Right.
Cheers.
But it just makes me think about capturing that moment of Mumford and Sons. Awake my soul and then being like in that frame of light I guess no one would ever watch it. But back to Mumford and Sons, the way that those men, they've lost a brother.
How many are there?
There's I'm so glad that we're so in sync today. There's three now, but I do distinctly remember there being four. Me and the brothers.
Oh, I thought those were the brothers, all four of them, because I don't have my glasses on.
Someone
the brothers and Connor.
Someone said this photo is the Hobbits when the Shire got Azara.
That's sweet.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But it does make sense.
Wait, what happened to the fourth brother?
I hope they didn't have a falling out. I can't remember. I think he might have gone. No, he didn't go solo because that's Marcus Mumford on the left, who I think was going solo. He's married. Oh my God. I'm having a flashback. He's married to someone in Saltburn. I think the mom in Saltburn.
Rosamund Pike?
Nope. Caroline Calloway? What's someone's name
that's
like that?
The,
I'm sorry, not Caroline Calloway.
That's the. I know. That's not. She's not in Saltburn.
Are you positive?
Yeah.
Did she write it? Wait, who is Marcus Mumford married to? Marcus Mumford marriage. Marcus Mumford married a mommy. Carrie Mulligan.
Okay, so the friend in
the
Saltburn.
Friend. Sorry, I knew.
Okay,
she was in it.
Interesting.
He's married to her.
Okay, that's awesome because you know what we were going to talk about this week anyway? Relationships that no one talks about. So that leads into that nicely. We can come back to that.
Everything's all
connected.
Everything's all happening right now. It's all
so we can come back to that. And Mr. Mulligan and wait, who is he?
Mr. Mumford
and Mrs. Mulligan. Mulligan will kind of. embody Marcus that segment. Mumford
married Miss Mulligan on a Monday in Movember.
Yeah. On God.
Say that five times fast.
Not right now.
Okay.
But maybe later.
Okay.
When the coffee hits.
Yeah. And then, and then, okay, so I did that. And then did I immediately leave for Thanksgiving? When did I leave?
I don't know. Maybe a few days after me. So maybe Monday or Tuesday.
What did I do on the during the weekend? Ugh. This old brain of mine. I need to wring it out like an old dirty sponge. I can't remember. Can you pick up from last week? And then I'm going to try to remember what I did over the weekend because I feel like...
What do you mean want me to pick? I just went right to Florida.
You left after this podcast and went to Florida.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I have no
do you want me to just
week.
Head into my Thanksgiving recap? I think you should just recap your Thanksgiving okay. instead of focusing on that one day that you can't remember.
I'm going to pull it out like Harry Potter's memory. Yeah. You know, when they have the wand. I've uh-huh. always wanted to do that, uh-huh. but that would feel so good.
Yeah.
So I decided to drive to Idaho for Thanksgiving, which I've never
How
done
that.
How
long is that drive?
16 hours.
No.
Yeah.
You did it all in one stretch? Or did you stay somewhere?
Okay, get this. So my parents are like, we're actually going to fly into Vegas. Can you pick us up? And then drive from there, which is like on the way, because if you take highways, it's like on the way. And I'm like, sure. So it somehow took me, Vegas is 4 hours away, it took me 7 hours to get to Vegas the first day. I have no idea how. I don't know how. And then that left us with like 11 hours of the drive to get to all the way to Idaho.
Yeah.
We stop in Salt Lake City, which is only 5 hours from where we went, but it took us 9 to get there. I have no clue how this happened. It was like a reverse time warp, time portal.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And so we stayed the night there, and then it took us, so then we didn't get into Idaho, actually. To
Why didn't you just fly?
I wanted to take Max.
Right.
Max loves the mountains, as it turns out.
That's precious.
It was awesome.
That is precious.
He was loving the snow. He wouldn't come back inside from the snow.
And your family's addicted to Max?
Addicted. Addicted
that's
to Max
really
completely.
Because that's their grandbaby.
Oh, my mom made sure to say her call herself grandma
yeah.
all week.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was giving me such mom ick. I was like, you need to stop. It's a dog.
I think it's sweet.
It's so sweet.
Because he's your son.
I don't think I told you, a long time ago. I don't think of
He is your son.
I call
You're in denial. Well, I wonder why that is.
Because I didn't give birth to him out of my body. But
not all sons are given birth to.
That's facts.
There's so many ways to get a son.
Mm-hmm. I don't see us as much as...
You're not brothers.
I call him brother.
No.
I call him brother.
Connor, you're like in... You're having like some sort of like commitment issue. It's like almost a
no,
fear. Because that man's your son.
That young man...
Undeniably, that
while
man,
I am
that
addicted to him...
Son. That young not, man is... He's your son.
My...
That's not your brother.
The way that my household works, in terms of me and Max, like I see him as a peer.
No. That's your son.
Even though I cook, I clean.
You think that that young man looks at you and says, that's my brother, instead of that's my papa?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You're his dad.
Okay. It's giving me the ick. I don't know why.
That's making me feel like it's something that you need to unpack. Because that's your son.
Okay. Everyone's going to come at my jugular for this conversation. Guys, I want everybody. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is, okay? I don't know what it is. But I will say this, and this only. Actually, I want to change the conversation completely.
Hi, all. I'm coming to you from my home to show you our new merch. I'm super excited. Could not be more excited. Different strokes for different folks. DSCF. I'm obsessed with it. I'm addicted to it. Frankie's addicted to it. And let me show you, like, one of the things that you can do in your DSCF merch. Here's... my dear, dear friend, Kat.
Hi, all.
And I'm going to rest in my DSCF merch next to my friend, Kat, with my DSCF mug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
You need it.
What? So, yes. Hi again, all. It's the next morning, and not only was I able to rest in my amazing DSCF sweatshirt, I was able to sleep in it. I know it was awesome. So If you would like one to rest in or sleep in or do anything else in, members can get one today at tmgstudios.tv and non-members can get one tomorrow on December 1st. Also, not only can you have one of these, but maybe somebody you love could also have one of these because these make great holiday gifts as well.
Does anyone else have a dog, an animal whose name is, say, Max, but the names that you call their have completely disintegrated and you call them something complete? I call him Butter now. Come here, Butter. And he
probably responds. Came from Bubba.
It came.
You were calling him Bubba.
Bubba,
yeah.
Brother Bear, and then it got all the way to Butter.
I call Frankie Bubba.
And now I call him Mr. Buttersworth.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to do something longer.
And is he responsive?
Yeah, completely.
Mr. B?
Yeah, Mr. B, get over here. Ugh. So do you have an example of that as well within your family?
I guess not, now that you mention it. I'm trying to think of all my family pets. Cleo, my dad's dog, is Mama.
Yeah,
which is just kind
happen?
Of like a term of endearment, though, I think.
Mama.
Like Mamala. I think it's Yiddish or something.
Oh.
I don't know. Something Mamala? Like that. Maybe. But she's Mama. And then the other dogs are just their names. Oh, God. And Frankie's Frankelina, Francine, Francesca.
Yeah, Max is Maxine sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm calling
Frankianica.
Frankianica, I like.
Yeah. Did I say Frankelina?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I like that too. It's Thumbelina vibes.
Yeah.
Cause she's so petite.
She's she, her.
Thumbelina?
Frankie. And Thumbelina.
Yeah, that's why I said she's so petite.
Oh, I thought you said he.
She.
Oh, no worries.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, so Max loved the mountains. Had a good time. Now, here's something that's unfolding as we speak. Watch this space. Dog COVID is on the rise.
No.
Dog COVID. Respiratory.
That's scary.
And I can't risk it with Max, with Butter, with Professor Buttersworth, because he had an RSV when I first got him from the kennel. He had kennel cough. I can't have him get that.
Do you think
again.
He has antibodies?
I don't think you, because it's like having strep for us. Like, you just get it more than once, I think. It's not as like serious. Like I'm sure like dogs that have compromised immune systems can like suffer worse. But his was like literally he'd be like this, and that's it. That's kennel cough. Don't come at me, vets. That's my understanding of kennel cough. And we took our meds for it and it went away. But I don't want him to get it again because I don't know if now that he's been in the pound.
Well, you'll be prepared if he does because you're a great father.
I'm being like paternally gaslit by you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't force your relationship with your dog on you.
I just don't think I'm his daddy. Sorry.
It's just like, it's the kind of thing where it's like, you know, when two people are in love and it's like everyone can see it except for them.
You want to say that on this podcast?
No, it's not like I'm seeing like, oh, your guys are in love, but it's like that is so clearly father and son. You know? But it's just like the sooner you realize it, the better it'll be for both of you.
Stop pulling up the picture. Oh, he's so cute, though.
He is. He is to die for.
He's so cute. So my sister, I'll post this picture at some point, but my sister we both got the Aritzia Super Puff, and my sister got the cropped Aritzia Super Puff that just happened to fit Max perfectly.
Oh.
So me and Max, I have to show it. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Oh my God. Max and his Aritzia Super Puff cropped.
Oh my God.
Cute as a button.
So excited.
Oh, hang on. I'll pull it up. You just hold on.
Right holding. There. You're telling me that those are brothers?
These are brothers. Are you kidding me?
Show everyone else. Oh my God, he's so cute.
Isn't it so cute?
He's so cute.
He also is such like a, he's like a piece of clay. You can literally do.
So are you.
Oh, I mean in like, he's like, I'm putting on a human puffer jacket on him and he's like this.
Oh, that is like so precious.
It is. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. There was, we were at a bar, like a like pub, and everyone at the restaurant that had a window was looking out at us putting a Aritzia Super Puff on my dog. It was funny. It was like dinner and a show for them. But it was great. We got to ski in Idaho. Mm. We fished a little bit in Idaho.
Is that like ice fishing, technically?
It wasn't frozen over yet. So the river was still running. It was funny because there was only one run open because it was opening day and everything else was just like grass. So it was just the one snowy area because they like 3D print snow kind of thing.
I don't think I like understand Idaho. And it's not for you to teach me. It's just something that I can learn on my own later. But the more you talk about it, the more I'm like, where is this place?
It's and like north. It's like up.
No, I yeah.
Up, I don't know what's to the right of it, but I think left is Washington if you're looking at the map.
What part of the country would you call it? The northwest?
North? West. North.
Okay.
Yeah, because like up there, like Seattle is PNW, Pacific Northwest, Northwestern State.
And nice, this is bro. Just Northwest with no P.
Yeah, see, like there's Wyoming, Montana on the right. You see that?
Yeah. Oh my God, I went to Wyoming once when I was road tripping from Philly to here to bring my car out.
I'm so sorry about
what?
The noise. It just came out of, I hope no one heard it. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't hear it.
You went to Wyoming once.
And it was truly, I think it was Cheyenne, Wyoming. And like, I thought that was just kind of in movies. No one there except for one tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Okay. The town was like literally like Wild West, but like deserted. And like, I just really didn't know that that was like a real place, which is always fun to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about object permanence.
Yeah.
Like those towns only exist when I'm watching a movie about
yes,
them.
Yes.
But they exist. And I drove through every single one of them on the way back.
Right.
Yeah. It would be so hard. 'Cause like the, by the way, it is insane. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be driving through from Idaho. And it's the same thing in Texas. The speed limit is 80. And then all of a sudden it's 25 to go like half a mile through a town. And so like you're just paying attention to like about that. But driving my car and going 80 and then you go a little faster because you're on cruise control and like, why not? The amount of trust we put into a car, I did not have 30 minutes that would go by without thinking, what if my tire just popped off?
It is scary if to think about it.
I would go tumbleina mode.
Yeah.
Done for. And I just have to like trust your car.
Uh-huh.
The intrusive thoughts that go through your head. I drove back by myself completely. So my parents came with me most of the way up there. I drove back by myself.
But you didn't stop, did you?
I stopped 3 times in 16 hours, which does not make sense. And I didn't even pee into my hydro flask.
I don't understand how you can drive for 16 hours and stay awake. When did you leave and when did you get back?
I left at 8:15 a.m. and then I got home at 10:15 p.m. So what is that? 14 and a half hours. Made great time coming back by myself.
Oh my God. That's really nuts.
I started reading A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Uh-huh. You're not going to make it past whatever you
It's like worse than taking the SAT. Like
it really,
It's the hardest thing I've...
It's very slow.
It's so slow, and this girl's already complaining about her life. Like on page 2.
I found her to be annoying.
Wow, yeah. She's brutal.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, we all have problems.
I mean, her problems are pretty severe. That being said, she was also annoying in other ways too. It was just like, I'm sorry, I didn't like the book and I'm dreading reading the second one, I'm going to. At least it's only like 700 pages.
Oh, I just got chills. Yeah. I can't imagine diving back into that book.
No, don't. Just don't.
I started reading it and then I was like, maybe I didn't like it because like I'm thinking about other stuff the whole time I'm reading a book. So I got the audiobook too, which by the way, why is the physical book $10 that they have to physically ship to me, but the audiobook is $30?
Maybe because a lot more effort went into the audiobook.
Okay, you're sounding like the girl from the book. Cry...
I am? In what way?
No. The girl that said that reading the book into an audiobook. We have to pay her triple the amount of money for reading the book?
Yeah, that seems harder than just like mass printing.
Do you have Spotify Premium?
Yeah.
They just released 18 hours a month or 15 hours a month of free audiobooks. So you can listen to it for free now.
Okay, well, the book is 17 hours. I'm not kidding, because it was on Audible, and I really don't understand. I texted everybody that reads books that I know, four people, and I was like, is this normal pricing? Because I pay the membership for Audible, and I'm like, okay, cool, then it should be like Spotify premium. No. You pay per book.
Yeah. I thought Audible, you got two free books a month.
I didn't figure that out. I mean, I don't know.
I think you pay a monthly rate and get two free books.
I need you to look at my account when we go offline, because I really, really was frustrated. And I was like, I can't justify spending $30 on a book that I physically have in my hand.
Yeah.
But I did.
You may be noticing a new glow about me, a new merch glow about me. And that's because I have our new merch on, Different Strokes for Different Folks, crew neck and mug. Here we go, DSDF. I'll give you a fit check. Perfect. This is kind of what it looks like. Stand in it. This is what it looks like if you were walking in it. I love it. You're going to love it. Let me show you the inside of it too, because it's got that like that feeling that you've owned it for a while. You went to camp in it. You can wear it on a plane if you chose to do that. Look at the inside. You'll get what I'm saying. Do you see that? It's comfy. It's available now if you're a member. And if not, it's available on December 1st for GA, the General A. So get your hands on it. Limited, I think. So run, don't walk.
I wouldn't finish it if I were you, truly.
I'm going to, because I said that I would.
Okay. I think instead you should read the Hunger Games book, the one that just came out as a movie.
Okay. I will. Yeah. I'll do that. That one, you know,
that book was so good. No one talked about it it came out.
Did you have like, I think ours were called AR points, accelerated reader points. We had to read did you have that, Izzy? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Everybody. Okay, cool.
Mm-mm.
You didn't have that?
No.
So, Quaker school didn't have accelerated reader.
We had like read for Ronald McDonald or something like that. And we had to like log our hours, and then you would get like people would pay you based off of what they signed up to pay you. Kind of like when you run a marathon for charity. It's like read a marathon for charity. And then you would get money based off of the hours that you read to donate to Ronald.
Who's giving you the money?
You would like tell people before, like, I'm reading, so how much would you be willing to pay me for however many pages I read?
If you knocked on my door and said, how much are you willing to pay me to read? I'd be like, get out of my property.
Well, I'm asking
property.
Like my grandparents, and I'm 8 years old. Oh. So they were willing to chip in.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, we sold cookie dough as our fundraiser. And lollipops.
For what?
Texas. I don't know what the money went to. What did your money go to?
The Ronald McDonald House.
What is the Ronald McDonald House?
It's a house where kids who are like, I actually don't really know.
It's when
at the hospital who like aren't staying in the hospital can stay at the Ronald McDonald House to like be near the hospital. And receive care.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. That's good.
I'm 90% sure.
That's a good cause. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
We'll look into it. Now I'm a little distracted.
By Ronald?
By Ronald. Oh, well, the fact that like clowns unanimously are like the scariest thing in the world. Like, why don't we go stay in his house while you're receiving hospitalization care?
I'm confused about the connection between the Ronald McDonald House and McDonald's, and how Ronald McDonald oversees both of those really separate institutions.
Well, it's like Santa. He's a capitalist, but also he has a heart. He's a capitalist with a heart.
I find it different.
Hit me.
I'm just like, those are two completely different. Like, there's no similarities that I can think of between McDonald's and the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, I think
so why is Ronald McDonald the common denominator?
I think the thing in the middle of the circle is tax write-off dollars, because I think, like, McDonald's probably donates so much money to the foundation and all that money is a write-off.
God, you're so smart.
That's why when you that's why when you go to, like, you go to the store and it's like, do you want to round up your thing? It's like, that money is now a tax deductible income for CVS, which is a giant corporation that should be.
So should I stop doing that?
It's like hard to say because it's like. Like, it's so hard when it's like, do you want to donate, like, when the cashier's like, do you want to donate 60 cents? And it's like, I would,
like, saying no would is, like, not an option.
I say no now just because I, like, hate the corporations.
Okay.
I'd rather be charitable in other ways where I see where my money goes. But I don't know. I could be wrong in doing that. If anyone...
The thing is, we could always be wrong. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep saying that.
I know, but also...
I'd love to be able to stop saying that.
Okay, just let's
assume,
stop saying it.
Just assume that we can be wrong and
Brooke,
we know that.
Let's just assume that someone will DM you for the rest of your life about Dolly Parton writing.
Oh, till the day I die, I'll be hearing about Dolly P.
Let's just assume anytime we're wrong, 75 people will correct us a day until
yeah,
we pass.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, I didn't have any white socks to wear today, so I'll be leaving my feet.
Connor, me too.
We're really in sync.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell you about my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 5'5" I was trying to give you.
Oh. Aw, cute.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll tell you about my Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
but
hit me.
Like, I don't feel good about what happened over my Thanksgiving. Because I got... to Florida, and I do this sometimes because I've gone to Florida every single Christmas and Thanksgiving since I was young, and I become like addicted to the hot tub and reading books in the hot tub in a way that becomes debilitating. Like, I can't get out of the hot tub and tear my eyes away from the book to eat. Like, if my family's going to dinner and it cuts into sun time, if I would have to get out of the pool to get in the shower while the sun is still up, I'll miss the dinner reservation. I'll say go on without me because I can't lose an 6 minutes of the sun being out.
I understand.
It's like a complete compulsion. And this trip was the worst it's ever been. The second I landed, I sat myself in the hot tub and I set it to 94 degrees. So it's
good.
So it's bathtub and I'm in there from 10 a.m. to sundown. So like 5:45. And I don't look up.
You're like those Japanese people that harvest all of those clams underwater and they spend most of their life underwater harvesting, except you're reading. You're harvesting words.
Yeah, I guess. Well said.
Yeah.
Well said. I never thought about it that
way. Were you just completely pruned up?
Connor, my trigger warning feet, my toenail fell off. And like it wasn't, oh my, like, it wasn't,
wait, what?
It wasn't even like loose.
What?
Like, I got out on like the fifth day and I looked down and I was like,
didn't there
used to... my pinky toenail?
Hey, what?
Completely detached from the toe.
Oh my God. You got
gone.
Should have put it under
shriveled
your pillow.
Out. Shriveled up and out.
You should have put it under your pillow.
I didn't have access to it because I didn't even know when it left.
Oh my God. That's
great. Hate to see her go. Love to watch her leave. So I don't have a pinky toenail right now.
Who needs them?
Yeah. I was going to get a pedicure and I was like, you know what? I'll wait. Oh God, I'll wait.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's
so,
too much soaking.
Yeah. I'm feeling very guilty.
Too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
Yeah. I'm feeling very guilty because like on the fifth day or the sixth day when I finished my fifth book, I was like, oh my God, I haven't even said hi to Mama and Pop Up yet. Mm. And I felt really bad. And then I didn't read a book for the last day and was kind of just like, not really. I was there, but I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to process kind of and come back to the reality of your life where you've been somewhere else for 5 to 6 days.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been feeling guilty about that. And so I'm going to try when I go back in December to take it easy and maybe do some activities like eating, saying hi, looking people in the eye.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I brought on my trip for Thanksgiving a Lego set. With 3,000 pieces.
Yeah. That's a fun family activity.
You're sitting there. You can't be on your phone.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. But you're like, and you're invested in something, but you can have the TV on. People can be sitting doing other things around. Me and my dad sat there and built a full 3,000 piece
That's
Lego set.
That's a really good idea.
And you're also there like, you're also like in the same headspace of like, fuck Legos. Like, this is so hard.
Uh-huh.
How do people do this?
Uh-huh.
And then you're asking like, do you see this piece? You're like very involved. It's a fun thing, but at the end we finished this thing and it was like,
wow, and you guys must have been so proud of yourselves.
It was
an accomplishment.
It was a feat of mankind. Yeah. So I would suggest, and it's also a little bit better than a puzzle, I would say, for some reason that I can't put my finger on.
I feel like it's almost like a little bit more interactive.
It is, but there's something that it's, there's an itch that it scratches on your brain where it's like, oof, like this is like a structure and there's like details and it's interactive. Versus
with a puzzle,
like
a, you're kind of just like every man for himself. Whereas with Legos, there are instructions.
It all ends up being, yeah, well, I guess a puzzle does that too.
Yeah. Well, there's no instructions for the puzzle. You just kind of search privately in the comfort of your own mind.
Well, what I figured out, there's so many details on a Lego thing where like, I'm so like, let's cut out all the unnecessary fat. But they're like, no, you can't, because you can't skip a part. Because every, like the picture frame is actually integral to the structure of the house. Which like, I'm like, I don't need to decorate the room. Right. I want to see what the outside of the house looks like. Well, too bad, because that is actually going to hold up the beam.
Yeah, yeah. You really can't miss a step.
You can't. So that was fun. I would suggest, yeah, something like that where you can kind of delegate tasks, but everyone's working towards a common goal. It's almost like a it's almost like a corporate team building activity, except with your family.
No, I think that's a really great suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. And then I just like that, I came home.
Yeah.
And here's what I want to say about my flight home.
And one thing about us is we're always gonna have
something to say about the flight.
Have something to say about our flights home.
And this is kind of like a larger statement on airlines in general.
Yeah.
And I need to figure out how to word this in a way that is respectful and also powerful.
Mm-hmm.
As a 4'11" woman.
Sure.
4'10¾" without sneakers.
Right.
The day of a flight, I am panicking from the second I open my eyes about how I'm going to lift my bag into the overhead compartment.
I can't imagine.
Okay. And I don't want to check my bag, and I shouldn't have to. I should have the right, as does everyone of a taller height, to have my carry-on on the plane. Okay. So that's something that stresses me out for the whole day before my flight. And even, you know what, I would say even days before.
Okay.
Okay. So get on the plane. I'm like the fourth boarding zone. So I know that like it's going to be kind of tough to get my bag up there. There's one spot left like before I get to my seat. Otherwise, I would have to go to the back of the plane, which worst thing in the world to have to, you know what I mean?
And wait for everybody to sit and then you have to walk back through.
So I'm starting to lift up my bag, hoping that some of the 15 men that are watching me do it and doing nothing will help, or the flight attendant saying, I don't know if that's going to fit, hoping that maybe she could lend a hand. No, everyone watching me as my arms are shaking, my knees are buckling, my elbows are about to give out. I'm like trying to push it in. And she goes, I don't know if it's going to fit. And I like can't push it in because I'm too short. So I can't like get the angle.
I feel like that is a fluke. I feel like every time, does this happen on several flights?
Yes.
Okay, I've never seen any woman struggling. Like, I've seen people actually, before a woman has even started to lift her bag, be like, want me to get that? And the lady's like, no.
Oh, I can't even
imagine no one saying anything.
I think it's
anything.
Half and half for me. Half of the time no one does anything, and half of the time someone will offer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All of my...
But recently no one has offered. Like the last five flights I've been on.
Oh, I like want to be the hero so bad that I'll be like, that woman's about to lift her bag. Like, let me get through everyone.
And keep in mind, there are five hardcover books.
Yeah.
In my carry-on. So I like really like, there's not much I can do.
The ones you already read?
The ones I already read.
Why didn't you leave
those? Because I wanted to, I like having them on my bookshelf. But she was like, I don't think it's going to fit. And it would have fit if someone that was just above 5 feet could have, from an angle, kind of pushed it in. But I didn't have that access. So then she made me take it down by myself. Everyone watching, okay? As I'm taking it down, I slam it into someone's head.
Mm-mm.
Okay? At this point, me having a carry-on is not only a danger to myself, it's a danger to others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think the airline needs to take that into consideration and consider having people below 5 feet or even below 5'2" board early.
Because it's a disability?
It genuinely affects the way that I fly.
Yeah.
And I'm hurting myself. I'm hurting other people. So I just like maybe a plea to airlines to consider either having a mandatory person to help people put your carry-on into the overhead bin, which like I thought was part of the flight attendant's job description, but maybe it's not.
I don't know.
Like you would think. Or like, I don't know, there has got to be a better process.
They do like talking about.
This is not working. And like it's it's not fair. Like, I don't want to scream here and say it's not fair, but it's not fair.
There's nothing to think about because today's episode is brought to you by Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast, Close Friends.
Close Friends Edition. If you're not subscribed to Close Friends over at tmgstudios.tv, then here's kind of what you're missing.
Yeah.
He'll sit down and stay.
He'll sit down. Support.com.
Okay, let's.
Ugh, I can't even say it.
I know. Connor, I'm thinking the same damn thing.
It
okay,
like
how about.
Penis. It looks like a penis on the screen.
Ooh.
Connections is playing games with us today.
Did everyone see? Did you guys see it?
No.
Okay,
no,
so you don't.
Lauren did.
Do you know what we're reacting about? Yeah. Who?
Did you, Izzy?
I didn't see it, but I saw it.
That scene?
My friend.
You know what's the worst part about that scene is not even the part that you would think is the worst part. It's.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
Wait, can we? I don't want to say
okay.
It. Let me just.
Ooh.
Oh, Brooke, I had my hat over my head.
I wish we went together. Okay.
I had my hat over my head, and when I took it off, I go, this scene must be done.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the thing. They lingered. They lingered and to make you the most uncomfortable. Who? Just when you're like, I can't take anymore, they go one more second. Okay. Anyway.
So it could be bass, horn, organ,
yeah,
harp.
Yes, I think. I think let's start with that smaller penis shape.
Bass, horn, organ, harp.
Yeah.
You don't
want to be missing that.
You don't want to be missing that. And we want to give a special thanks to our close friends over there at tmgstudios.tv. Go sign up now.
And once you're subscribed to that, you'll also be added to, is that true, Izzy? You'll also be added to the close friends Instagram story on the Brooke and Connor Instagram. And that's fun. And we share a lot of kind of inside jokes there.
Yeah.
That you will be privy to.
Privy. Brooke.
If you use promo code Brooke, you'll get 20% off. And if you use promo code Connor,
it'll be full price.
We'll actually
steal your credit card information if you use promo code Connor. Up to you.
It's not fair.
They do talk about common courtesy.
Yeah.
The common courtesy to yourself and others about the oxygen masks. But when you're about to pass out from lifting your bag, where's the common courtesy there? Is the common courtesy in the room with us right now?
Right.
Is the common courtesy in the fuselage?
Mm-hmm.
Is a common courtesy in row 23A? Mm-hmm. We'll never know.
So then I had to take my bag all the way to the back of the plane to the last row where there was one empty spot in the overhead bin and then put it there and then couldn't make my way back to my seat because people were shuffling on. So I kept like inserting myself into an empty seat.
Yeah.
And then everyone kept saying, that's my seat. So I was like, babe, I know, but I don't know what to do with my body right now because I can't put myself in the middle of the aisle. So do you want to kind of stand here with me? And they were actually demanding I move. So
yeah,
I have
to stay in the back of the plane until everybody sits.
I didn't have access to the back of the plane either.
Why?
Because the cart was in the way.
Oh.
So it was kind of just like the flight from hell, if you will, the pre-flight from hell.
Yeah.
And then I got back to my seat and then I was the last one off the plane, obviously. So it's like this affects the way that I fly in a way that doesn't seem equitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of,
I don't know, maybe,
because
maybe
of the way that my body
will,
is.
Maybe we'll learn something from that. Like maybe someone will comment and be like, there's actually, you may have pre-boarding available to you.
I think I know that I think it is considered a disability to be under 4'10", but I'm not sure if being 4'10 and 3/4 counts.
I'm sure that the gate agents would understand being like, I cannot get my bag up to the thing.
They really don't seem to have any sympathy for that. And they'll just be like, okay, then gate check it. But like, should be allowed to bring my bag on the plane despite my height. You know?
You must be at least this tall.
Yeah.
To not check your, to bring a check, to bring a carry on.
Yeah.
Oof.
So
it, like, aboard
this
flight.
It's like really terrible to be a small young woman
with
a carry on nowadays.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Especially
and then this woman was meowing
on
the plane because there was a cat meowing and then a woman 3 rows back was talking to the cat.
I understand where she's coming from.
And I was like, at a time like this when my bag is in the back of the plane, you need to be meowing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like read the room.
She was having a Thornberry moment.
Oh, and then when I got back to my apartment, all my packages stolen.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
All of my packages were stolen. The one package that wasn't stolen, was my massive new bookshelf. So as I was bringing that into the apartment, I was actually able to drop it onto my TV, knock the TV to the ground, shatter it.
Yeah.
So now I'm out thousands of dollars in packages as well as $500 of a TV.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
Renter's insurance.
I know. I discovered that yesterday, yeah, which I was excited about.
And that covers stolen packages.
As far as I understand, but then I get scared about like deductibles and I never know what mine is. So it's like, what if the amount that was stolen is under the deductible?
I don't think the amount that was stolen is under the deductible.
Okay.
I don't think.
I don't know yet. I tried to fill it out last night, but it was during Binky time. And it turns out as I had finished filing the police report that I need for the claim, I had filled it out for Las Vegas, not Los Angeles.
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll try again today.
I was in Vegas when you were filling that out. How weird is that? We were connected.
Yeah, we were connected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
The hardest thing about that situation is that that should not be an issue at all, stolen packages. I got a Ring camera on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
I got a Ring camera for outside, a Ring camera for inside so I can look at Max.
Yeah.
And then a Ring camera for the other entrance of my house.
Yeah.
You want to steal a package? I dare you.
Well, they refund you or whatever, even if it's not filmed?
Who?
Your insurance?
Yeah, because you just have to have like some proof of whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, the police report. You file it.
Okay.
The thing about like stolen like a bike or like clothes and stuff is you have to have like some photograph of you having the bike or having the shirt on or having, same with like if your bag gets stolen from or like lost in the airlines. That's a fun one. Your bag getting stolen on the airline. Sometimes. If you're going somewhere, like I went skiing one time and my bag was lost and it came like 2 hours before I could have claimed it. And I was going to be fine because I was just going to borrow someone's stuff for one day. And then the next day I was going to get like so much money because it's so expensive to buy ski stuff and all of my stuff was hand-me-downs. So I was like, I'm going to buy brand new stuff and it's so expensive. Then I got all my stuff back, which sucked.
Oh, I would have been relieved to receive my stuff back, actually.
Well, on that trip, I wasn't traveling with anything of sentimental value. It was all stuff and I knew exactly what I packed. Sorry, let me get my mic back together.
When I went to Italy, I didn't have a bag for 5 days. And I was on like it was in a remote piece. So
that's tough. I'm going back to Colorado, not Italy. But did you get anything on Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
I got a TV.
Yeah.
Which, silver lining, I did break the TV on Cyber Monday.
New TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I did want a new TV anyway. I have a new mindset of like, you know how when something really bad happens and you're like, I can't believe that I stressed about the small things? I'm just going to stop stressing about the small things before something horrible happens that makes me not want to stress about the small things.
Yes.
You know? Something, just getting ahead of the
something
game.
Something really horrible that's been happening to me recently is that nothing bad has happened to me recently.
Don't say that.
I know. That means like something's on the horizon.
No, don't say that.
Ugh, I know.
But that does scare me thinking about like, oh, like the best day of your life is still to come. So is the worst. I have been losing sleep over embarrassing moments that have not happened yet. Just knowing that I'm going to be embarrassed in the future.
I've been having some dreams like that recently.
Yeah.
Like I
think anxiety's in the air right now.
Holidays.
Yeah.
That's why BetterHelp is not sponsoring this one today, but they sponsor our podcast. Because the holidays are tough for everyone.
Mm-hmm, that's true. And the weather change.
The jet lag and the food, all the food, just like, you know, it's like, okay, I'm eating this. What's going to happen in an hour? Right? Where am I going to be in an hour? Am I going to be in the movies? I'm going to miss a portion of Saltburn, which you really can't miss a minute of Saltburn.
You can't.
So do not eat anything that's questionable before.
Although there is that app that tells you when to go to the bathroom.
I wouldn't even know what to do for that movie.
Although in Saltburn, I know exactly when I would have gone to the bathroom. For that 8 minute shot of them just zooming in on the sink with puke on it no reason and not cutting from that.
Yeah.
8 minutes.
The reason we're not going to talk about Saltburn until bonus, until close friends episode, is because I want everyone to go into it as blind as I did.
Yeah.
It was an experience.
We both saw it last night.
Yeah.
Separately.
Separately. I want everyone to go into it absolutely blind. And that's all I'll say. I'm going to leave it
there. I will say, I did love it. I woke up this morning and I was like, I loved that.
I liked it.
Whereas yesterday I was like, huh?
If I knew anything about it, I don't think I would have liked it as much. But the fact that I was like so engaged, because I was like,
so engaged.
Huh?
Huh?
Where is this going to go? Yeah. I did call it.
Me too.
Immediately.
Me
we
too.
Both called it.
Not all of it, but a key piece.
The key piece. The key piece.
Yeah.
Which was never. Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Brooke, Saltburn. Yeah.
Go see it. Here's what I'll say. Here's one thing we can say that gives away absolutely nothing. Jacob Elordi is a masterpiece.
No conversation to be had there.
Like, what is there even to say? And I will say that he should come out of doing Saltburn having more appreciation for his work in The Kissing Booth, because the range of that man. There are no one else can do The Kissing Booth and Saltburn.
The range of that man is as far and wide as his shoulders.
There's nothing he can't do, and he should be proud. Jacob, you should be proud of yourself.
You should be
proud of yourself.
Kiss your brain, Jacob.
Kiss your brain and your booth.
Kiss your booth. Kiss your booth, Jacob. We'll leave you with that, Jacob.
Like
the fact that we've both spoken to him.
What?
We spoke to him.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that.
At a party.
No, that wasn't okay.
Not at all. Talk about things that keep you up at night.
Oh my God, I wish you had never said
Brooke,
that.
No, how about me?
I wish you had never said that.
How about me going, you're Australian?
How about me going, I live with him. Repeatedly, because that's the only thing I could think to say.
No, I said, this is... It was nice to meet you.
He was so nice.
He was the nicest person I've ever met in my life. But my first
that
thing
was a different person to me.
My first thing I say to Jacob Elordi, you're Australian? And then, thank you. It was so nice to meet you. And then just like disappearing, I had to leave. That was actually the best decision I've ever made was leave.
Yeah, we did get out of that one pretty quick.
We did because, Brooke, you must have been screaming at the top of your lungs to reach his ears.
Connor, I couldn't hear a word he was saying. The distance between us was miles.
Miles and...
Miles and miles and miles.
What's that?
I know.
And if we're miles and miles and miles apart. All
I want to do... High School Musical. That's so me and Jacob. Yeah.
There it is.
He's
Yeah.
He renders me speechless.
I haven't... I don't think I've seen Kissing Booth, but the...
Oh, I would do it if I were you. It's funny because I watched it over Thanksgiving and I was like, it I do actually feel bad because it is so bad, but in the best way.
This is a massive man.
This is a massive man in both spirit and height. Like,
Jesus! Like, oh my God, Brooke, you and Barry would have to like... Get on each other's shoulders to put your bag in the overhead bin.
Me and Barry stacked on top of each other are probably still not as tall as Jacob.
You know for a fact if Jacob Elordi's anywhere on your flight, he's taking one large step and putting your bag with two fingers into the overhead bin.
He would have to bend down to put my bag
Bend down, Jacob.
To put my bag in the overhead
bin.
Like, truly.
Help us. It's like the green, big, friendly giant.
Like, if I ever come across
him again. Oh, my God. He's the BFG, the big, friendly giant. The big fucking friendly giant, Jacob Elordi.
I can't, like, he is going to be talked about for centuries.
He needs to, he's like my father figure.
Say more.
He's just a big, friendly giant.
He might be younger than us.
Okay. I want to be done with this. I want to be done.
Yeah.
I want to be done. There's nothing positive that can come out of us continuing the conversation.
Okay.
I do want to say that, so on Cyber Monday, I got my Ring cameras because I signed a lease at a new apartment. I got my new apartment. This is me announcing that I got my new apartment. So I'm going to be moving again. And I think that this will be a longer term situation. And it was insane because I'm on the road. I'm in Salt Lake City. No, I'm in St. George, Utah, trying to pay my deposit and everything, and like contracts coming over, and like everyone's off for break already because I left so late. All of this and that. But I got it. And then every night since then, I've had some dream about my new apartment. Twice that it's been relisted on Zillow after I've paid. So like I got scammed, you know? And then once I got there and I had two roommates.
Oh, that these are classic stress.
Anxiety dreams. Yeah. Like one, I ended up getting locked out of my old place so I couldn't move any of my new furniture over. So I had to like buy all new stuff.
Yeah.
Just like all these random anxiety dreams. But I'm getting over there and I am going to make this apartment an apart home.
And I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited. What you talked about, so you said yesterday that like you're mad at yourself for buying all this new stuff for your apartment.
Oh yeah.
And then moving. I'm mad that I will spend a whole year in apartment saying, well, when I see the right coffee table, I'll get it. And no. Then 11 months goes by and I never got a coffee table.
No, here's what I'm mad about. When I moved into this apartment, however many years ago, I just like got furniture to get furniture.
Yeah.
I think all you need is a mattress. Take your time finding something that you love, because I've lived for 3 years with furniture that I just like don't like. Whereas if I had just waited a little bit longer to find something I like, I would have been so happy with the way my apartment looked. And now I'm redecorating.
Every girl I know has her apartment decorated in 1 week. And it's bonkers to me. I'm like, did you stage your home?
Take your time.
But then every guy I know ends up with all this furniture that looks like it like spawned there. You know, it's like all these different things.
Well, because guys don't care that much about how things
I want this house
look.
To be like, I'm in someone else's home that's already set up. Like I wish that there was something that I could do. Now, the thing is about this apartment, the way I found it is that the girl that lived in it before me was an influencer. And I think she specializes in interior design. And this chica tagged everything with the dimensions on it. So guess who's going to be like Jennifer bodying her, like, I'm going to copy everything
really
she did.
Smart.
It's going to look exactly the same.
Good.
Because she nailed it. I'm like, that's great.
I would actually consider hiring an interior designer when I move. Because I think like I'm so close, but I'm missing a key piece.
Or just, yeah, an advisor. Is that what you said?
What?
Designer.
An interior designer,
You know what they should make? An interior advisor. Because I don't need you physically here, but like, here's a picture of my space. What would you do with
it? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't need you to like that. Yeah,
right. I don't need to meet you in person. Yeah. I'm going to send you a picture of my space and my Pinterest board. Do a few mock-ups.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Have your way with
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to hear like a weird story?
Yeah.
A few months ago.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
No, it's actually like not creepy or anything. Okay. Or disturbing. Just like kind of like spiritual.
Okay.
A few months ago, I went to the bookstore. I have a bookstore by my house. You know the one. To get a book that my book club was reading. They don't have the book. I'm searching high and low. I never like to ask staff members because it's I'm shy. But I did ask a staff member. They did not have the book. Okay? I leave. All of a sudden, and I've lived here for 3 years, to my left, I see a little free library that I've never seen before, which is something that I would have clocked. In the free library, there's one book.
That's crazy.
It's the book that I went to look for.
That's insane.
I chills up and down my whole body.
You should have gone directly to the gas station, gotten a lottery ticket. And I'm not even joking.
You are really smart. Sometimes I should have missed opportunity. Freaked out. Okay. Read the book, enjoyed the book, whatever.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I have some books that I'm wanting to donate. And I said, oh my God, I'll bring them to the little free library. Gone.
No. The little free library is gone?
There is no little free library around my house. And I'm starting to wonder, was there ever? Freaky.
It was all a dream.
Literally got home, ran to my bookshelf to see if that book that I read was real. Yeah.
Whoa. Ooh, I got you.
Like, what do you make of that?
I don't know.
Can you imagine if that was the book that like somehow sparked an idea in me that changed the world?
For better or for worse?
For better.
Or worse?
Yeah. But can you imagine?
No, the impact.
Unfortunately, this was like a 3-star thriller. But still, like Goosies.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Polar Express.
Jog my memory on the Polar Express. It's been too long. The Bell.
Oh, it's just a Christmas classic.
Yeah, no, I know that.
It just was like a figment of everybody's imagination, but like they have all these memories and they have like one.
And he has the thing in his pocket.
Thing in his, it's a bell.
The jingle bell. Yeah.
I'd be so pissed if I did all that and all I got was a jingle bell.
I think you'd treasure the jingle bell more than you think.
I know. I mean, I do collect rocks. So I'd probably love that jingle bell.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah. Sorry. I also saw The Hunger Games.
Oh, cool. I did not.
You should. Actually, no, you should read the book first. Because when that came out in like 2019, 2020, and like I was very confused by how little hype there was around
the movie?
The book.
Okay, it didn't come out in 2020.
Yes, it did.
This new book?
The new book came out in 2019 or 2020.
Well, because they took so much time in between.
Yeah. And I remember like being so excited reading it when it first came out and then being confused, like, where have all the Hunger Games fans gone?
It was too long in between.
I don't understand. It's not Harry Potter. I just don't understand why everyone wasn't like so over the moon excited. I personally loved the book. Not everyone did, but I loved the book, was super excited to see the film, was putting it off because I knew it was going to happen to me in regards to young President Snow, who I had a crush on in the book. So I can only imagine seeing that in front of me in feature film form. It was as bad as I expected.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
As Tom Blight.
He looks like that blonde woman in
Jane Lynch. I saw that once I saw the images of him juxtaposed with Sue from Glee, but I wasn't thinking that while I was watching the film.
Okay.
The movie was actually, people are saying it was really cringy. And like, yeah. But sometimes you just have to look past it. You know?
I don't know.
I don't know if...
I think anytime there's a prequel or like something that like happened before, you lose like a section of people because it's like, well, I like the original. I like Jennifer Lawrence. I like Josh Hutcherson, you know.
Right, but how fun is it to see like how people became the way that they became?
I think
because
it's just
you know
like,
what it's about?
Yeah, like President Snow and everybody like years before.
Specifically like the 10th Hunger Games, which is the first Hunger Games that like there were sponsors and that you could send gifts and like the first time that there was betting. So it's like when the Hunger Games like really became the Hunger Games. Yeah. So that was cool. Also, when you read The Hunger Games, you're like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that this could like maybe even theoretically be a world. Like, it's so sick and twisted. But then when you take a step back, it's like equally as sick and twisted that we're reading The Hunger Games. It's like meta Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm
saying?
But
we're reading it from a perspective, like, I'm sure there's some like President Snow stands that are like, yeah, this is awesome. I want to watch The Hunger Games, but like we're
like
reading
me?
It from like, yeah, well now we're reading it from like Katniss's thing, you know, like they're bad and I'm the savior.
Right. But it's also like we are reading and enjoying the chapters about the games, which yes, that's better than the people who are in that world cheering on The Hunger Games, but it's still kind of weird.
Well, we watch movies about war.
I know. No, that's different. I think.
I don't know, man. DSDS.
Just something to think about.
It is something to think about. Well, I mean, people are true crime fans.
Right. Like it's that same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like you read The Hunger
Games. At least
this
one's fictional.
Like, yeah. Is that better? Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this could never happen.
Right. You think it can never happen, and then there are people who are obsessed with The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Are you okay? Should we do like an ounce of pop culture?
Yeah.
Okay, you pick.
Okay, I'll pick right away because this has been coming up. Paris Hilton has announced her daughter's name as London.
Yeah.
Which is funny because in Suite Life of Zack and Cody, if I may tickle your fancy for a minute, that character, London Tipton,
yeah,
is based on Paris Hilton.
She did it on purpose for sure.
She did, but she already had Phoenix, her son, so she's doing this city thing. I think, yeah, there's probably like a nod to it.
I think,
maybe.
Yeah. No, I for sure. I think Paris Hilton has a sense of humor.
She does for sure.
Yeah. Like she's more than fun. People give her credit for. And I think
like
we
Kim
can
Kardashian.
Really, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of those ladies are comical.
Oh, comedians in their own right.
They joke.
Yeah.
Those girls joke. Now, London, congrats on being born, girl. The picture that's been circulating a lot of what seems to be me is Paris's son, Phoenix, whose head is just massive. People have been saying that I am his spitting image, or he's a spitting image of me. And I can't shake it at all. And by the way, I was not saying his head is massive in a derogatory way. I don't know if you're new here, my head was so massive when I was a baby, and it was cone-shaped. So conical. Conical? What's that word? So cone-shaped that my parents said that they could throw rings on it.
Aww.
Like that circus game where you win a goldfish. They could have
ring toss.
Ring toss.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
I think
he's cute.
Yes, he's adorable. Yes, I see the resemblance, but I also think you look like most babies. Not just that young gentleman.
Why?
I think it comes back to the pebble thing.
That I look like a pebble?
Just like smooth and sweet.
It's because I don't have any eyebrows.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, again, that's part of the pebble thing.
It's part of the pebble mentality.
Yeah. Pebble vibes. What are the two things you've been going mode on? Pebble mode and poultry mode.
Poultry mode.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't stop going poultry mode.
Yeah.
So congrats to Paris Hilton. That's so cool. Could you imagine just like your mom being Paris Hilton? That's something I can't wrap. You know, my mom, I'm like, yeah, that's my mom.
Right.
But like your mom being Paris Hilton.
That'd be cool.
I keep wondering, would it be cool?
Probably depends on the kid.
I just can't even wrap my head around that at all. Oh my God, I got you a gift.
Most people can't. You did?
Yeah, it's from the Mumford & Sons concert.
Oh, Connor.
Oh, it's soaking wet.
Is it a water-based gift?
Yeah, it's a vinyl.
Oh, Connor. Oh, it's precious.
Yeah, I made it. I made it with my own two hands. With
Tell
splatter
me more
paint.
About that.
They just had like an activity. Wait, I want to play. I want to play the video of me making it into the audio. Ooh.
Oh, Connor. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Is there music on it?
Yeah. So I was like, obviously, it's Mumford and Sons. I can't wait to hear it. It is opera.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why.
Oh, I'm excited to put it into my record player and let everyone know how it sounds.
Yeah, it's opera. Yeah, watch that space, everybody.
Watch that space.
Let me show you.
Thank you, Connor. I love it.
Of course. Let me show you this man trying to explain to me how to do it. And I was trying to film me making it.
Sorry, it's hard to do this while on my phone. Oh, that's looking really cool. Yeah. Unless I messed it up also.
Oh, it's kind of like those things that were at kids' birthday parties where you put in the paint and that thing that's spinning really
fast. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I adore it.
Of course. I'm excited for you to have it in your collection now. Not enough people are talking about how bad I have to pee.
Okay, let's wrap up. Head to Close Friends.
Yeah.
And you can pee.
Guys, it's time for C to MAP. thank you guys so much for watching. I don't really have anything. We don't have to tell you anything. We don't have anything to share.
Mm-hmm.
Except, oh my God, yes, we do. I haven't looked yet, but I have 60 story mentions right now. Because
oh my God, we didn't share our Spotify Wrapped.
It's Spotify Wrapped today.
Oh, we need to share that, actually. I think that would be like a huge mistake to not share our Spotify Wrapped.
Okay. In February, I played Drinking Problem by Midland 85 times.
Okay. I'm just going to read you the main screenshot of mine, okay? My top artists are The 1975 at number one.
Okay.
Followed by Andrew Garfield at number two.
Right.
Also, in response to that, I got so many DMs that are like, Andrew Garfield sings? Has anyone heard me for the past 2 years? Taylor Swift is number three, which is wrong. Because I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
I bet it was based on time, and I bet you listened to All Too Well three times.
I also wonder if it's like because she has so many songs, maybe I've listened to a lot of her songs just once or something, and the artist category works that way, where it's like just the amount of songs you listen to per artist rather than time. I don't know, but I don't listen to a lot of Taylor Swift, so I was shocked to see that. Four is Noah Kahan, and five is Darren Criss. So that's cool. And my top songs, number one, Oh Caroline. So we saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Looking for Somebody to Love, which is also by the 1975. Number three, It's Not Living If It's Not With You, which is also by the 1975. Number four is If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know, which is also by the 1975. And then number five is The Sound, which is by the 1975.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you had that kick this year. I bet a lot of people had that kick this year.
It is. Spotify Wrapped is always jarring because you forget that there was a first half of the year. And like to not see Frozen 2 on this was completely jarring. They must have stopped analyzing the data and crunching the numbers at the beginning of November, because I've only listened to Frozen 2 and Troye Sivan, and they're like pretty far down on my top songs. Maneater was number six.
It is. It ends in October. It ends like October 1st, I'm pretty sure. Which is crazy, because October is like when you really switch your vibe, I feel like. That's like Q3.
It's Q3. Q4. I'm sorry, it should come out December 31st.
I agree.
Yeah, and then the three songs after all those 1975 ones, so 6, 7, and 8 were 3090. Wild Uncharted Waters from The Little Mermaid and Maneater. So that makes sense. Take it from here, Connor.
Top artist was Tom Misch for like the fifth year in a row.
You're addicted to him.
I love him. I could listen to him all day. Number two was John Mayer. Three was Mountjoy, which is a new, they've broken into my top artists this year. And number four was, what am I on for? Goth Babe. And number five is Norah Jones. Because I love relaxing.
I love Nora.
Yeah.
Oh my God, relaxing is awesome.
Yeah.
And resting as well.
I can't imagine who else would be on my top five if not these five.
I cannot wrap my head around a world where you would have a different top five.
Me, Eva.
Do you want to give your top five songs or not really?
There's no possible way I could do that.
Okay.
Let's throw the bonus. Come on.
All right. Guys, where do we go from here?
The bonus.
We're almost
we'll
out of the woods.
See you there or next week. Love you so much.
TMGstudios.tv to join us in Close Friends. It's going to be a fun one.
I can feel it.
I can too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. This week on Close Friends, what happens in the dog park stays in the dog park.
But we could leave it at that.
Like, sorry, like usually with other people, I'm like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Don't worry. Like, no, like worry. But on the other hand, it's like, then what gives you happiness?
Oh, I do drugs.
Why'd they stop?
You're taking down episodes of SpongeBob and you're removing Wife Swap.
Oh, that's a unique experience.
I wanted to leave so bad. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.